Workbook, Unit 3, Life-Changing Experiences, Activity 10.
I'm Letitia Bostick and I currently live in Houston, Texas. I have only been married for 6 years, which have been the best years of my life. I have two little girls named Nevi and Trinity, who are 2 and 4. I used to work for the University of Phoenix, but because of health reasons, I had to stop. I am now a stay-at-home mum, and I am finding it harder than work. Then I look at the bright side that I am now able to spend more time with my beautiful babies. I am so blessed to have the life that I have. I used to be so tied up in my work that I would not be able to spend the time that I needed to with my family. But then it was a miracle that I got the opportunity to go back to university to study, which changed my life so much. I've learned so much and been through a lot since I've been at university. It truly is a life-changing experience. I feel like I am starting to accomplish what I set out to do. I've never had to work as hard as I am now, but I know it's going to all pay off. I'm going to make something of my life for my little girls.
My name's Matthew. I grew up in a high-crime, poverty-stricken environment, and I was exposed to a lot of terrible things. But I've never smoked or drunk alcohol. I have done some very silly things in order to fit in, but all of that changed because of one incident. One day, on a chilly evening, my grandmother was called in late to work. Before she left, she told me to look after my little 11-year-old cousin while she was gone, and not to leave the house. I agreed, and she went off to work. Later that night, my friend James called me and invited me to a party. I told him that I couldn't leave because I had to look after my little cousin. He picked on me and called me little names. In an effort to please him and show him that I was cool, I agreed to go to the party. I brought my little cousin along with us. I didn't think that we would be gone long and that my grandmother wouldn't find out, so I didn't call her. At the party, my friend James began drinking, as we all danced and had a great time. It began to get a little late, and I told James that we had to go. And he said, "Okay, after this last drink." I agreed and said, "Okay." When he finished, we all got into the car, and me and my little cousin put our seatbelts on. James began to laugh at us and said, "Seatbelts are for losers." In embarrassment, I took mine off and told my little cousin to do the same. James drove off quickly and began to go over the speed limit on our way home. Swerving and speeding, a policeman stopped our car. We were all arrested. It was the first time I was really scared. This experience changed my life forever. I realized that it wasn't so important to fit in and to feel cool. It was much more important to do the right thing and protect those who depend on us.